You are listening to a podcast from thelowell.org. Today, Jenna Fiorello reads her column from the March 24th, 2011 issue of The Lowell. Let's take a listen.
I hurriedly followed my friend down the movie theater's dark hallway, expecting to see rows of seats filled with squealing tweens and chattering teens as we turned the corner. Apparently, I was wrong. As I reluctantly sat down next to my friend, an expanse of barely filled seats and the opening credits to Never Say Never appeared before us. I turned to her and whispered, "I have mixed feelings about this," right before Justin Bieber and his famous sideswept bangs stretched 20 feet across the movie screen. After that moment of doubt, the questions continued to bounce through my head. Where were all the fans, frenzying with Bieber fever? Why was I, 3D glasses perched on my nose, watching the biography of a 17-year-old heartthrob with the voice of a 9-year-old? As embarrassed as I felt, I had to admit that I was curious about the life behind Bieber's mane of perfect blonde hair. Prior to watching his movie, I was convinced that I hated Justin Bieber, at least once I became aware of his existence a year ago. When I heard his hit single Baby on the car radio that fateful day last January, I asked my friends, "Is this a girl singing?" When I learned that it was actually the voice of a new male teen pop star, I shriveled my nose in disgust. From then on, my prejudice led me to believe that this corny Canadian had no chance in the music industry. When I saw a picture of him chilling on the red carpet with Usher, I shook my head and thought, "Oh, he thinks he's so cool." When his voice cracked during the MTV American Music Awards performance, I laughed along with all the other disenchanted viewers. When Bieber said, "I'd like to thank Michael Jackson because without Michael Jackson, none of us would be here," during his acceptance speech that same night, I made his quote my Facebook status, annotating his wisdom with, "Justin Bieber trying to sound intelligent." And it turns out quite a few people agreed because I got a lot of likes out of that one. Back then, to me, there were only two sides to the controversial topic of Justin Bieber. You either worshipped him or spent just as much energy hating him. I chose the latter. I simply couldn't comprehend why his singles made Billboard's Hot 100 list 14 times, or why it mattered that 7-year-old professed their love to him. But subconsciously, maybe I couldn't choose. It was hard to deny that his adorable grin and perfectly trimmed hair were actually pretty cute. I did not admit it at first, but I'm glad my best friend dragged me to see Never Say Never. I hadn't considered the sacrifices Bieber made to live on a tour bus 99% of the year, a lifestyle that, yes, included no high school, but also no normal social life. I couldn't imagine the pressure of maintaining a career that relied on two vocal cords, expected to last for 62 concerts straight. I also pitied his lack of a love life. It's probably hard to get to know any individual girl when 200 of them are creating a stampede at a suburban shopping mall. So I finally saw the appeal of Bieber fever that night at the movies. He's a 17-year-old kid with the ability to melt the hearts of millions of females, with an age range from 5 to 55 across the globe. He's a teen who sold 2.32 million copies of his debut album My World in just 1 year, according to Billboard. He's a performer who made his singing debut on YouTube in 2007 and sold out Madison Square Garden 3 years later. I'd respect any person who is able to achieve so much so young. My sudden change of attitude may be the reason why I've secretly had his song stuck in my head, or why I've relished every word of his profile in Rolling Stone magazine. And yes, I do confess to Googling the look of Bieber's drastic new haircut while simultaneously stalking his Twitter profile. I've got my limits, though. I do not consider Jay Beebs betrothed as my husband, and I don't ever see myself weeping in the stands of one of his concerts. And while he has said he prefers dark-haired girls, I definitely don't stand a chance next to Selena Gomez or the other mobs of fans who have supported him since day one. But whether I'm swooning over his newly deepened voice or dancing around my room feeling like one less lonely girl, I can't deny that I've finally become a believer.